The 21st century Excalibur was designed to produce radio waves, not X-rays. And they were not aimed at specific targets, but the entire celestial sphere. The gigaton bomb, the most powerful ever made, and most people hoped the most powerful that ever would be made, was exploded in Earth orbit, but on the other side of the sun. That would provide the maximum protection from the tremendous electromagnetic pulse that might otherwise wreck communications and burn out electronic equipment all over the planet. When the bomb exploded, a thin shell of microwaves, only a few meters thick, expanded across the solar system at the speed of light. Within minutes, detectors stationed all around the orbit of the Earth started to receive echoes from the Sun, Mercury, Venus, the Moon, but no one was interested in these. For the next 2 hours, before the radio explosion had swept past Saturn, hundreds of thousands of echoes, becoming fainter and fainter, poured into Excalibur's databanks. All known satellites, asteroids, and comets were easily detected, and when the analysis was complete, every object more than a meter in diameter inside the orbit of Jupiter had been located. Cataloging them all and computing their future movements would occupy Space Guard's computers for years. The first quick looks, however, were reassuring. There was nothing that endangered Earth within Excalibur's range, and humanity relaxed. There were even suggestions that Space Guard should be cancelled. When many years later Dr. Angus Millar discovered Kali with his homemade telescope, there was a general outcry to find why the asteroid had been missed. The answer was simple. Kali had then been at the far point of its orbit, beyond the range of even a nuclear-powered radar. Excalibur would certainly have detected it, had it been close enough to represent an immediate danger. But long before that happened, Excalibur had produced an awesome and wholly unexpected result. It had not merely detected a danger. Many believed that it had created one and resurrected an ancient fear.